We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Shin Samachei, the halacha of a Moved that has a breach. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel, this is on page 456, Reish Chav Ches Mebeis. The Mechaber had said on Amar Aleph, so you have a Moved that totally breached to a Chatzah, and the Chatzah is breached on its other side to a Rosh Hashanah. So the Mechaber said, if the people of the Chatzah did not make an Erev together with the people of the Mavli, Chatzah is permitted, even if it's breached opposite the Pirates of the Mavli, and even if the Rabbim walked through it, as long as it's not more than 10 Amos, the Mavli is going to be forbidden, even if it's not opposite the Pirates of the Chatzah, because since they did not make an Erev with the Mavli, they make it forbidden on it. For example, let's say where the walls of the Mavli go into the Chatzah in a way that you don't have the Gifuf and that remain in the Chatzah to be visible to one understanding of the Mavli. But if it is visible, then that would actually function as a Lach, and then it would be permitted. And that's when the Chabad continues. Then Erev b'nei Chatzah b'nei Hamavli. Now, if the people of the Chatzah made an Erev with the people of the Mavli, and the breach that's in the Mavli that goes to the Chatzah, ain't the mitzvah Chatzah is not on the side of the Chatzah. Pirtzah the Chatzah mitzvah Sheni, and the breach of the Chatzah is on the other side. Ain't the mechuban is connected Pirtzah Mavli is not focused opposite the breach of the Mavli. Let's Zedirshu 17 brings the picture where you see that. The pirtzah that's in Mavi to the Chatzah is not on the side of the Chatzah. And the pirtzah of the Chatzah on the second side is not focused opposite the pirtzah of the Mavi. It's on a different, it's further down. The Chatzah Shal Rabbim says, Mechaber, and the Chatzah is a public Chatzah. Gam Mavi Matan, and also the Mavi is permitted. But if they did not make an Erev, if they made an Erev, but a Pirtz of Chatzal Mavim Mitzidoi, the beach of the Chatzal Mavim is from its side, as Dirsha 18 brings the picture that it's on its side, meaning, as you see, it's not in the length as the other ones is. It's more on the width. Or even the middle of the courtyard, a pitzah chatzah mitzad hasheni kenegda, and the breach of the chatzah is on the other side, opposite. Or I feel the inikned, or even it's not opposite. The chatzah is shaliyachid, and the chatzah belongs to an individual. Also, it's forbidden from nifres lochava pachusam isasayim, and if it breached to a rochava that's less than two saw. Oh yes, also same, or more than two saw. But hukul adira and zikulus for residential purposes. The dinikul nifres lochatzah has halacha like it's a first breach to a chatzah. It's more than two saw, but the hook for the deer was not included for residential purposes. Of a kill nifas like Carmelis, like a breach to a Carmelis, but so ticket and then needs a remedy. Says the Mishabruam, Siv Katan Chaf Aleph. So he said, if the people of the Chatzah made an Erev together with the people of the Mavli, and the breach in the Mavli to the Chatzah ain't a mitzvah of the Chatzah, is not from the side of the Chatzah, Ela b'emtzah Chatzah, only in the middle of the Chatzah. Because the Eloi can, had it been, Chakos la Mavli, Shabbat Barach, Chakos la Chatzah, that the length, that the wall of the Mavli, it was equal in its length to the wall of the Chatzah. I feel mitzadecha even on one side. Nirukum avarcha would look like an extended mavli. Umoishachad rishos haram shekinek the mafulish, and that it's extending up until the rishos haram opposite and it's flush with the ba'ascha, and then it would be forbidden. So it's not the pritz in the mavli to the chatzah is not on the side of the chatzah, and the pritzes of the chatzah on the other side are not mechuvin connected the pritzes hamavli. And the chatzer belongs to the rabbim, so then also the mavi is permitted. But if they did not make an erev, or even if they made an erev, and the prince of the chatzer mavi is mitzidai, or even in the middle of the chatzer, and a prince of chatzer sipkan chabez mitzad hasheni kenegda, that's on the other side opposite of that. They said through this nidna mavi mafulish, so the mavi is considered as if it's flush. For them, shechad rishos ram shekenegda, and extends up until the rishos ram opposite it. Or even if it's not connected, but the chatzer is sipkat and chav gimel shel yachid of an individual. Also, it's forbidden because the shem yimalach might change. It might be even the bottom of the chatzer. It might build homes in the width of the chatzer. Ha'ayid val mavi that's more than the mavi. Va'avli mavi nifret mitzidah shel chatzer, and it's going to be the mavi that's breached on the side of the chatzer. Also, it's going to be forbidden because now, like we said, sipkat and chav dal. Now, if it's breached to the rechava that's less than sasayim or more than sasayim and hukul adira, then it has a lacha like it's a benipis lachatzah. But if it's more than sasayim and it's not enclosed for residential purposes, then sibkot chabdal, it's kilo nipis lachamitz as if it's breached to a karmelis. If I can therefore fill in ain nechnas and kasla mabbe befnim betecher rechava, even if the walls of the mabbe do not enter within inside the rechava, gifuf and nirme bechutz and the breaches are visible from the outside, falach even so, asal tal bechutz mabbe nalakar in the mabbe dahash lachava gufo, because now for the rechava itself, the mahan the gifuf and the gifuf and don't help lias mutal tatabot to be permitted to carry over the dog. Karmelis, see, it's a karmelis. Echel zel mabbe, so nahakar have for the mabbe. Mabbe shabesuach ruach revi shalil tzara nar. Says the Mishbura, a mabbe that the fourth side is open to a river. If the edge of the river that's near the home, to Amik Atzar Tavachim, is 10 Tavachim deep, or at least from a Shubba Kokach, where it's so slant, such a slant. Shabbatik Shippur, Abba said, within the slant of 4 Amas, Oilashar Atzar Tavachim, it goes to a height of 10 Tavachim. Imkim, if that's the case, next Midrash al Machitza, that slope is considered as Machitza. Vinsok Shemtikin does not need any remedy. The Mayilim of Lamavat Machitza, because the water does not nullify the Machitza. I'm inside here, but if it's from the side of the city, Im Shubba Kokach, it's not so slanted. Although the other side of the river, who Amakas are 10 Tavachim deep, Imurachav Yesim Esa Amas, if it's wider than more than 10 Amas, bin Abat Mamakamazeh, to the homes in this area, Pshitas, it's obvious would be for Ben Chadi Yesh Pirza, because there's a Pisham of Sekis, Ben Chiz Labatim, that separates between the walls and the homes. But Philip Apochas Mashirza, and even less than that measurement, Evshagam Kitchirza, so it's possible that one should make it for Ben Shalayal, a Dietin, that they shouldn't entertain, Jahetta, who, that the permissibility is, when they have Safa, Shemeva Hanar, that's because the edge of the other side of the river, Shemestaka Tavachim Tehrab Amas, that gathers to the height of 10 Tavachim with the 4 Amas. They're going to come to admit even when it's totally before the police should take one out of the remedy. We explain in a place where it's necessary, one could be lean regarding this. Sivdal, it's permitted to utilize the area beneath the crossbeam and opposite the side post. On the window, we say, it's open up to Rosh Hashram. When it's open to the Carmelist, also then forbidden, Bain Tachas is a continued for Rosh Choptes, Hakaira, whether beneath the crossbeam, Bain Kenegalechi, whether opposite the Lechi, Nishim Starb, the Carmelist, the Chasa, because then it combines to the Carmelist that's near it. Shemotzim in this meaning, because one type finds the same type, but then it awakens its powers. Says Mishbru, Sivkot and Chafei. Said you're allowed to utilize the area beneath the crossbeam or connect lech and opposite lech. Somebody, what it means to say is, bein should take an amavi b'kaira, whether the remedy of the mavi with a kaira, which is one option, or lech with a side post, another option. Mutal l'shtamish connect them. You're allowed to utilize the area opposite them. Mihoi yesh place can decide. Are some halachic authorities that hold? Davka, that specifically because Makam Shakanegalechi, that this area opposite the Lechi, Lahoya by Kishir Abad Vachim, Alar Abad Vachim, did not have a share of Dal by Dal Vachim. So it's bottled like a bim, then it's nullified to the area that's within. With Lushamish Tachin, you're allowed to use the area beneath it. Bechin Hachnas Misham Lafnim, so to bring in from there to the inner area. Sharatin Ayushchav says, but to take it to the outside, it sounds like for many Rishim that's forbidden, because Me'atari has a lacha like Rosh Hashayachid over here, because it's within the Mobi, and the Mobi has three mechitzes, and that's biblically Rosh Hashayachid. Look at Ritva and Rashma. Says Mishmav, Kajesh Bezah Shadach, but when this area has Arbal Abba, 4x4, Tvachim, for Koshkin Yesim Mishmav, more than that, next to the Damakim Kakamlis, then this area is considered as a Kamlis, Incha Asal Taltabar Rak Tech Arb Amas, that's forbidden to carry, but within 4 Amas. Vachin Lahitzi Mimenu, so to carry out from it to the Rishazam, or Lahakhan to the, or even to bring into the Rishazam, us can be forbidden. The Yesh place, Kimshi Imachakim, is that the Arhalach authorities that do not differentiate regarding this. For seven, they hold that Philiash by Abba, even if it's 4x4 Tvachim, Gamkin, but like it's still nullified to the area within. Sivkan Chabab, so the Machabah said, when do we say this? When it's open to the Rishazam. A Pesuch, the Karmelis, the Chulban, it's open to the Karmelis, then it's forbidden. Now, Avagav the Bamado in general, Karmelis kill Mishra's Ram, Karmelis is less severe than Mishra's Ram, Makamakam, but in the Zed, regarding this, I mean, we could say Motsa Minas Minim and error, that one type finds its same type and then awakens and appears. The Karmelis should be in the Chayam, because the Karmelis is between the Lechis. Afim Lohay Meshir Karmelis, particularly, even though it did not have a measurement of Karmelis initially, Shahira Abal Abal Tvachim, it wasn't even 4x4 Tvachim, but Motsa Minas Minim Shachutzli, now that it finds its same type, what's beyond it, Vinay Mishnasa, and like, so to speak, wakes it up from its sleep, and it's Chazik, and it gets strengthened, let's start for the Karmelis Shabbatzide to combine to the Karmelis that's on the side of it. Shem Karmelis Lav, and has a name of Karmelis in the Bosla Shamash Tachim, and if you're not allowed to use the area beneath it, become Lachnis Lavim, and those are to bring to within, which is not the case when it's open to Rosh Hashanah, Shu Enemy Niklal, it's not the same type at all. Even Sarvim, but does not combine with it, a Bosla Shamash, and therefore it is nullified to the area within. Sivkon Chabzayim. But so therefore, when it's open to Karmelis, it's forbidden, Bein Tach has occurred with beneath the crossbeam. We say Eli Rabbi Tzad L'Hakol, and Eli Rabbi is inclined to be lenient. L'shtamach tach tegar to use the area beneath the cross. Menafel b'suach l'karmelis when it's open to the karmelis. V'chein pasuk b'sevet nev and oizer. That's how you rules in the sevet nev and oizer. But for that, specifically, makor rochava about tvachim, and if the cross beam is 4 tvachim wide, or b'ril kamaziva, and it's strong enough to hold a roof, but v'adim but v'shur it's permitted. Menafel b'suach l'karmelis even when it's open to the karmelis. The p'tikur yevetzisu, because when it's so long, we'll say that the edge of the beam is like its thickness is like the beginning of a wall and comes down and seals. Considered as a mechitza, which the Shar Tzion and Yitzchak Beis says, even though Beis writes that opinion of the smak regarding this to be stringent. However, the Lubush and El Yab and all the many Achrayim, they quote the words of the Magid Mishnah and the Rashba that's lean regarding this, and also the actual halacha that beneath the crossbeam is forbidden to utilize when it's over the Kamas, even if it's not for Tzvachim wide, it's very loose and is inclined more to be lenient, the way the El Yab writes, like over there, and he says, you should know, It's not worth Magen Avraham. What about Kapanim? So he says, definitely is what to be make. On the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah, there are these tziurim that describe some of these cases. Like you see the mother that opens the Rosh Hashanah in the middle of the chatzar, and then you have both picked number one and two, not opposite. Then you have, even though it's in the same direction, but it's also not opposite, because the first picture have it on the side. Fourth picture also seems the same as three and four, one and two. Pe'alocha, and Divrei Maaschal, Kiel Nifetz LeKarmelis. We said that if it's more than two saw and it's not hook for the dira, it's as if it's breached a karmel and needs a ticker. So it's like Mishmur Sabkon Chavdal to what we wrote, that a mabe that ends by river and by the edge you don't have a height of 10 tvachim, and the other side on the edge you do have a height of 10 tvachim, possible that it should be forbidden, etc. And Mogimam takes this halacha from the words of Taisus, even though according to their opinion it's permitted in the Maskanza Gemara, even when the path of the vineyard ends by a river, which we rely on the machitzas of the other side of the river. So he takes regarding this halacha like Rashi and the Gosh Ajay and Nimalay Zeru, that according to Maskanza, it is forbidden by the path. Now the truth is, there's a lot to pick on this, because even if we're going to hold that by the path it should be forbidden, there's no proof to over here, whether according to Rashi, whether according to Taisus, because there it's different that the Ikahet is coming through the Lechi. And they're going to make a mistake. I think the Lechi permits, even in the area where the Shvil is mefulish, and there's no machitza from the river, which is not the case over here, which is nothing to make a mistake. So by default, they'll understand that the Hetz is because of the Gedudin that's on the other side of the river. And anyways, the Rashi and Tvod, they agree to the opinion of Tosfos Maskana, it is permitted by the path. And we're not concerned at all that they're going to come to make a mistake, because we don't find this in the Gemara, only when the Hetzer comes through the Lechi that you're making near the path, like over there. And for sure, that one can rely on them to be lenient regarding when it comes to Rabbinic Halacha. The Maskam Psuch Lichus Rabban, we said that you're allowed to use the area beneath the carrier or opposite the lechi, but that's only when it's open to Rosh Hashanah. Then it's permitted even when there's a door to the mavi, and the door from within of the lechi is locked. And there's no nafkamina whether there's a doorstep that's a height of three tefachim or there's no doorstep at all. Divrei Maaschal ben Tachas HaKayra. But when it's open to the karmel, it's forbidden whether beneath the kayra and between the lechis. So look at what we wrote in the Rabbin Ibn Isa, that the Maskam Ladina, like the Shitzah Rabbi, that is leaning beneath the Kaira. So subsequently I found in the first paragraph of Shabbat test, that's obvious from Rash from Taste and the Rush, that they hold like the Shitzah Rabbi, this is also found the Muhammad over there, also holds like the Rabbi, look over there, which Dishu 34 brings, that Atiras Lalacha and Shimon Bab said, Gimel, the Maskam Maskam. And then Maskam Nation would start with the Kamash Etzlai. It's forbidden because it corbans to the karmel that's near it, because matzah minas minay. However, regarding carrying outside, it's possible that would be forbidden because minat teret, so it is Rosh Hashanah. However, according to what it's brought in Shimon Vav, said Gimel, it would be permitted. It says Yeshlein, if you look into this, which edition number 35 brings, that this halacha, if it's permitted to carry out from a karmel that's deraisa to area that deraisa to Rosh Hashanah, only rabbinically has halacha like karmelis. We discussed in Shimon Vav, said Gimel, the maschel umutu. Some of the deer shoes. Dirsh number 19. On the words of the Shulchan Aruch, to a rechabah that's less than Sosayim, the Chazanish writes, that's love the bedavka, rather it's permitted even if it has a shear exactly based on Sosayim, as brought in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Nun Tes of Alf. Dirsh number 20, that we said that the Chatz cannot make it forbidden on the Mavi, the reason for the Hatz is because the Gefufim are considered towards the Mavi, like a lechid that's near Mibachutz, as brought in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Sam Gimel Sav Tes. However, the Stavko and the Gefufim don't extend Dalaramas, but if they extend Dalaramas, the Shulchan Aruch writes that you see in Mishmurish and Chesav Kod Sadi Zayin that they don't permit from the Halachim near Mibachutz. Dish number 21, he says, like, as if it's Nifritz Lekamlis, to be Msak in this Mavi, you have to make a Tzvitz HaPesach on one side, and the lechid on the other side is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Sam Gimel Sav Aleph. Dish number 22, We the Chaznish writes that even by Rechava, it's possible to be made a Mavi from the Lech of Lecha near Mavachotz, and explains that it's Machlik Rishon. The words of Mishabura that says, how could it help for the Mavi, is like the words of Taisis and Erev Nefchav Dalma base. But according to the Ridva over there, that if you don't have the walls of Mavi that go into the Rechava and the Gefuvim don't extend to Alaramis, the Mavi is permitted from the Lech of Lecha near Mavachotz, even though the walls are not effective to permit the Rechava, and the Chaznish passes like this opinion. Just number 23, Mishabura said, and Zavkot and Chavdaled, that if it's wider than 10 amas between the homes and this area, pshita, that's also because there's a pirtza that's mafti between mechitza and the bottom, even less than that, this shear is possible, make it also. It sounds like from his words that if the distance between the walls of the mavli to the other side of the river is less than 10 amas, minadin, it would make sense to permit the mavli through this wall, from Allah al-Imrub al-Aparats. So now, for the reason that he brings to permit, that they're going to come to permit by totally mafulish, even though in such a case, the princes on the two sides of the mavli are one opposite the other. Pinchas Nish regarding this, we discussed in Be'alacha previously in Sif Gimel of Maschal Tzarech. The issue number. Shmuel had said that there are poiskim that are not machalik regarding this, and they hold that even when it is dal, it's still batel gabei pinim. Now, the reason for this shita, the Chaznish writes that also when the lechi is four tefachim wide, however, if the mavi opens Rosh Hashram, the outer point of the lechi is what fences in the mavi. What he means to say is lechayra, the outer point of the lechi could fence in only towards the mavi and not towards the area of the lechi, because since someone's standing in the place opposite the lechi, he's not fenced in the fourth wall through the lechi, he's just breached totally to this side, and therefore if the mavi opens up to a karmelis, so he's in matzim in this mina, and the area of the lechi is secondary to the karmelis, because this area does not have a lechi to close it up, there's nothing to separate between it and the karmelis. But if the mavi opens to the shazram, then you don't see the makam the lechi is secondary to the shazram, we consider it as part of the mavi, and therefore towards the mavi, the outer part of the lechi should fence it in, and that's how you see from the words of Rashi, the way it's like Kedush. Dish number 30, a chotzer that was fixed through two pasen or a board that's for tvachim, the Chaznish writes, it's a lacha like the lacha of a mavi that was fixed with lechi. And so if you fix a mavi or chotzer through Tzuras HaPesach, he writes in his conclusion, has a lacha like the lacha of a mavi that was fixed with lechi. However, if the upper kana is narrow more than the kana on the sides, and you put on them on towards the outside, you're permitted to utilize up until opposite the upper part of that Tzuras HaPesach. Dish number 31, Shmuel said, Sivkat and Chavav, that Motzim minas minas shechutzla, it wakes them from sleep, and it's strengthened to combine to the karmelis that's on side of it. Now, if he positions the lechi on a diagonal towards the outside, as the Dirshu 31 brings the picture to that, Chaznish writes that it's permitted to utilize the mavoi up until the outer edge of the lechi, even if the mavoi is open to a karmelis, because since such a case, every single part in the diagonal is considered as an independent lechi, and it's possible to consider that last mashu of the diagonal of the lechi and all the rest of the lechi towards the inside of the lechi. And so too, if, let's say, you position it on the lachsa towards the inside, as the Dirshu brings the picture, you can permit to utilize in the whole thickness of the lechi up until the outer part, that even in such a case, the mobi gets permitted through the outer part from the lacham near b'chutz, as Bar Shachanach and Shin Samach Yom Asif test. So to be positioned the lechi in the mobi, the Chaznish writes, it's permitted to utilize up until the outer part, even if it's opens to a karmelis, because since the outer part of the lechi permits the mobi from the lacham near b'chutz. Issue number 33. We said you say pitik or yerb b'seisim, it's considered as a mechitza, according to those shittas. Now, if in the middle of the tikra there's a closed door, and from the door on the outside there's no tikra that's a width of four tefachim, pinin rashi misach the Shabbos daf test is that the door does not separate the beam. If that's the case, pitikra that's width of four tefachim would be yerb b'seisim. However, if they make the tikra out of two beams, they're done between the three tefachim, and they're considered connected from the halacha b'lavad, if there's a door that separates between the beams, then you won't say halacha b'lavad. Pidabal Mar over there is that the door separates in all situations. Chaznish writes, the Mestimus other Rishayim, it sounds like they hold like the Pirish Rashi, that's the Pasha of the Sugi over there, and that's how he says him, Lahalacha also.